Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're thinking about finishing your basement, you might be Matt in Georgia, who's joining us next. What can we do for you?
Hello, this is Matt, and I love your show. Thank you so much for presenting the information you do in so great a format. I love
Thanks,
it.
Matt.
Our pleasure, Matt. So what are you working on?
Well, I have a storage room, which is part of our basement, and it's got cement block on two walls. And in one wall, it has a pipe that extends out. It goes vertically up and down the wall, and it sticks out about 4 or 5 inches from the wall.
Okay, like a plumbing pipe or something, a vent pipe?
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, a vent or drain pipe, I'm not sure. But I need to be able to put some drywall on that cement block and finish out that room. The ceiling's finished. I just need to finish that.
First of all, what we want you to do is to frame a wall away from the cement block. I know you're giving up a little bit of square footage in doing that, but you're better off not attaching the wood and then the drywall right to the concrete block.
You're just going to have a whole moisture situation.
Yeah, it's really damp, and it's just not a good thing to do. So we would recommend that you frame a wall out in front, and that will deal with the pipe
issue.
But
only like 6 inches or so, right?
Or less. I mean, you could just leave a little bit of a space between, say, the bottom sill plate and the concrete block, but bring it out in front of it. Secondly, don't use regular drywall. Use a product called Denz Armor, which is a fiberglass-faced drywall. You don't want
it's
to put
from Georgia Pacific.
Yeah, you don't want to put a paper-faced product down there because it becomes mold food in that damp space. So if you use the Denz Armor product, which you can get at Depot or at Lowe's and lots of other home centers, you can put a drywall surface there that's not going to grow any mold.
Mm-hmm. And it finishes exactly the same way as traditional drywall, so you don't have to worry about doing anything extra special.
Sounds good.
All right, Matt, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.